It's like hot yoga for your mind. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Of course, you remember Jill Stein. Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't mean to bring that frightening memory back up. But Jill Stein, who sued for recounts in places like Michigan after the 2016 presidential election. And remember all of the ballot boxes and so forth down in southeast Michigan in the Detroit precincts where nothing matched up and there were a lot more ballots in the boxes than there were registered voters, all sorts of irregularities and problems. It looked, smelled, and appeared to be voter fraud, and we did nothing about it and didn't talk about it, and basically it's gone away, and nobody did anything about it that I'm aware of. And then you see things like nearly 100,000 illegal aliens are registered to vote in Texas, 60,000 of which have apparently voted in the last few years in elections. Now, that's enough to swing everything. The voter irregularities in southeast Michigan would have been enough to swing the election in 2016 because Donald Trump only won by 10,704 votes in this state. You know, if it had been a little bit more organized, it could have swung it the other way. You see, voter fraud is real. And it is concerning. David Covey is a community activist who communicates how to work with and influence local government. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
All right. So what about all of these illegal aliens registered to vote? Because it is illegal for illegals to vote in federal elections. Some local municipalities make it okay to vote in the school board deal, which I find irregular as well. I don't want people that don't belong here to vote on my kids' education, but I digress. What about all of these? I mean, those numbers are big enough because I'm going to guess those numbers are partial numbers. I'll bet the numbers are even bigger if they keep digging and find out more. And those numbers are enough to swing an election, aren't they?
If we step back and look at it and look at how much elections are won and lost by, and I've chronicled dozens and dozens of races that are won or lost by 14 votes, 20 votes, 60 votes, 100 votes, but you can even get up to 1,000 votes because now we're seeing that almost 60,000 illegal aliens have voted in Texas. I tell you what, that should be alarm for everyone, and especially how important voting is to our Democrat Republic here and our representation of getting people that represent the values of citizens here in Texas, and it should be alarming, really, to the whole United States.
No question. And you know, you talk about how close elections can be. The Democrats sit there and talk about how close Michigan was and Wisconsin was and all these places. New Hampshire was separated by 2,700 votes between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton carried New Hampshire, they tell us, by 2,700 votes. Now, on the day of the election, 7,000 people registered that day, which they're allowed to do in New Hampshire. Now, by New Hampshire law, they're required to, within 60 days, establish residency, do all these certain things, become New Hampshire residents. Almost none of them did it. 7,000 same-day registrations, a separation of 2,700 votes, and most of those people never did what they're required to do by law, and the election stands. That's what concerns me. That looks like voter fraud to me as well. Now, it's only 4 electoral votes. Didn't change the outcome of the election, but it could have.
It could have, and it likely will in the future if this is not addressed. That's why Republicans continually sound this alarm and say that we need voter ID laws and things that will bring this down and crack down on this. But here in Texas, it's lawful for non-citizens to obtain a driver's license by showing proof of lawful presence to the DPS, and then they can still vote.
Well, hold on here. Help me out here. What does lawful, if you're here illegally, what does lawful presence mean?
Well, there's no mechanism to check for lawful presence. So we have to take whoever comes in at their word that they are here lawfully. And there is absolutely no way to verify that. And
this is why we need e-verify.
That's the problem.
And this is why we need e-verify. Or something, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. Unless we want elections to be stole from us time and time again, we have to get this right. We have to have a way to verify this. And Texas is becoming more and more a vital state in the national politics, especially for the White House. And so,
yeah, make no mistake, the whole goal here is, and you realize this, David Covey here, community activist with us, to discuss border security and all the new found fake registered voters in Texas. the whole goal, the whole game by Democrats is to flood Texas with immigrants, doesn't, or whatever it takes, turn Texas blue and the party's over. I mean, that's it.
That's
you, because
right.
You turn Texas blue, the party is pretty well over. No Republican will ever be president again, and we will all be California, and we will all sing merrily ever after as we sink deep into the abyss.
You can give up ever winning the White House again if they turn Texas blue. And it came close here with Congressman Beto O'Rourke running against Senator Ted Cruz. But what we found was the Texas Republicans were fighting Democrats, the National Democratic Party. The whole nation was a Democrat. They were all focused here on winning in Texas. And so we're going out. We're saying, look, we have to get national support for Republicans now so that we can fight this. But things like this, Attorney General Ken Paxton announcing that 100,000 illegal aliens are on the voter rolls and 60,000 have voted, are the kind of things that show that there is voter fraud in a massive way, and we have to deal with it now.
There is one other way to do it. Yeah, and that is to turn Hispanics against Democrats. And I say this because we have discussed here at length today something I don't normally cover, but abortion and the fact that the state of New York and now the state of Virginia attempting to make it legal to the state of New York makes it legal to abort a child up to the moment of birth. That just happened last week when the governor signed that. It's also now been proposed in the state of Virginia. A woman is dilated and about to give birth, but if she thinks that it's going to have a negative mental impact on her, they can abort the child at that point. That is grotesque and disgusting. And the good thing about our Hispanic friends, many of them coming across the southern border, they're Catholic. And they are strongly Catholic. They're devout Catholic. And they don't buy into that whole you can abort a child up until the moment of birth. In fact, that could be the kind of pivotal issue that could turn Hispanics against the Democratic Party. True or false?
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. There is not a bigger issue, in fact, I would say, that has united both Texans and the Mexican immigrants coming across here than this issue of life. And New York has done one of the most disgusting pieces of legislation that I've ever seen. That's why in Texas we want to go the other way. We want to say the abortions, completely outlaw abortions, and in fact have been working to that end. But that's the kind of issue that will divide and show those who are here legally and can vote, especially from Mexico, that, yes, the Republican is the party to be in because we're the party of life. We're not here to murder your baby as it's coming out of the mother.
That's correct. All right, we got to leave it right there. It's a good conversation to have. David Covey, appreciate you being here, community activist, and a good conversation. And we're going to talk about how all of these things impact local government because all politics, at the end of the day, are local. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see here. If you're ready to stop making excuses and start making progress when it comes to how much you weigh, then pay attention. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is the answer. If you've been looking for an answer and you can't figure it out because your weight goes up and down, you yo-yo, or you get on a program that has shakes and bars, and then you gain weight when you start eating real food again, put that aside. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will build a custom plan just for you with real food. Trust me, I did it. I did it a year ago. I lost tremendous amounts of weight, kept it off, feel great. I do. I'm not technically obese anymore. Isn't that beautiful? I didn't realize I was previously, but they said I was, according to the scale. So I'm good there, and I want you to be good with me. Get off the meds. Get off the couch. Get off the dime and move. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, and you could save up to $200 if you call today. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. What are you waiting for? If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.